Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay! I am so glad that you can join us to dish on your latest celebrity and entertainment news. Chewy and I, we are coming straight from our homes, but our ATL family, they are home as well. Hey, ATL, how you doing?
Hey, Sherry and Chewy. Now, Brad, Portia, Heidi, and Frank will join us later to dish about Keith Urban knowing his wife, Nicole Kidman, was the one, and Samuel Jackson is taking his cursing talents into the classroom. We'll explain, but first, Sherry, what you dishing about?
Well, guys, Ellen DeGeneres kicked off season 18 of her talk show with a bang. So before getting into the show, she decided to directly address the workplace abuse allegations that the show has recently faced and said that she's starting a new chapter. Take a look.
I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. My name is there. My name is there. My name is on underwear. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
I like this.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Yeah. Gary, do you feel that Ellen should be blamed for all of this, or do we just forgive her and just move on?
Yes, I think we need to forgive Ellen and move on because she can't be at every inch of the show at every second. That's why she hired those people that was the ones that was really putting her in this situation to do the job. So I don't think she should be blamed for it. I think they should be blamed and they should be reprimanded.
Well, they did get reprimanded. They got fired. Three of the big executive producers, right. They got fired.
Right. Good. So, Sherry, what do you think? You know, Ellen had jokes in her monologue. Do you think she should just kept it more serious and just make it a straightforward, serious apology?
Absolutely not. You know Ellen for being, you know, self-deprecating. You know her for being funny. I think that if she didn't, you go, what's going on? So I'm really glad that she did it that way. I used to hold the record for being on the Ellen Show for the most booked guests on the Ellen Show. And I love that show. I haven't been on there in a long, long, long time. Maybe it's because one of them daggone producers that got fired.
Well, moving on, looks like the GOAT, Michael Jordan, is coming to NASCAR. And no, he won't necessarily be driving the cars. Hey. But word is, MJ is teaming up with NASCAR legend Denny Hamlin to start his own racing team. And the dynamic duo have already announced their first driver will be none other than Bubba Wallace.
All right.
Now, MJ said that he joined in hopes that the move will encourage more black owners in NASCAR and help draw more black people into the world of racing. Do you think this is going to do the trick?
Maybe, yeah. Team Jordan. You know everybody loves Team Jordan and the Jordan brand. So I think people are going to hop on that NASCAR bandwagon and support it more.
Black women, Latina women, women of color. This is not we're not going to the Essence Festival because they're doing it online. We're going to NASCAR. We putting on wigs. We putting on blinged out jackets. We putting on stiletto heels. NASCAR won't know what to do when all of these black women come marching up into NASCAR to see Bubba Wallace and possibly Michael Jordan. Are you kidding? And we're gonna be loud too.
Oh, Sherry, I can see it now. Like, they will be playing Tracy Chapman's Fast Car loudly through the speakers they like, you know, go around. You're gonna see a Cutlass Supreme win the Daytona 500 first time ever. And for the first time ever, there will be a parallel parking contest in NASCAR.
Okay.
And I think we're definitely gonna take that.
Hair crack, they throw our stuff in roses. We're gonna be throwing our hair. Just hair to Bubba Wallace. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So you want to take your son now that it's more diversified? You feel open to it?
Absolutely, because this is so important that you know, little brown boys and little brown girls get to see people that look just like them and go, you know what, maybe I could race a car. Maybe I could own a team. It's so inspiring, and I think NASCAR is going to see a jump in the number of people of color who are there.
Okay, Zoom table reads of classic movies and TV shows are all the rage right now, and tonight there's another one coming. It's an all-black version of the show Friends. Okay, I'm excited for this one. Gabrielle Union is hosting it as part of the project called the Zoom Where It Is, Zoom Where It Happens, and their goal is to get people to vote. Uzo Aduba will play Phoebe, Sterling K. Brown and his beautiful wife, Ryan Michelle Baffey, are playing Ross and Rachel. I might have to look over the fence because Sterling and Ryan are my neighbors, so I might have to go say hi to them while they're doing this. So yeah, this is gonna be a good time.
I'm so excited about this.
And Sherry, you played Rhonda. Did you get the phone call to reprise your character? What's up with that?
I wish I could have been in this Zoom going, hi, I'm Rhonda, and these aren't real. I gave you my snack pack. Yes, I would love to be part of it, but nonetheless, I'm so happy to see some brown faces doing this rendition of Friends, and I am going to be there for it. Well, the show Friends definitely had its share of relationship drama, and probably a lot of y'all are at home going through it right now with your significant other. Well, we know just the person that can help. Our friend Judge Faith Jenkins. She's the new judge on divorce court. And is someone slipping into your girl or guy's DMs? Are you tired of your lazy spouse? Do you suspect that your man has a what? A side chick? Judge Faith and divorce court, I know they can help weed out all the cheaters, all the freeloaders, and all the jump offs so you can get your life right. Her help is just a click or phone call away. So go to divorcecourt.com and click be on the show or call 1-877-311-2222.
All right, y'all, it looks like we have another case of tattoo. So Hillary Duff's husband, Matthew Cuomo, will always have his wife, baby, by his beautiful side. Now, because he shared this picture of his new tattoo to his Instagram with the caption, good luck winning a fight with your wife, honey, when her name's tattooed on your butt cheek. Yes, honey. So this is the deal, y'all. The couple got married, honey, back in December of 2019 and share a beautiful baby girl together. But I need y'all to, honey, just let me know how you really feel about this tat, honey. Now, is this a tattoo or a tattoo, honey?
Mm. You know, I think it's a tattoo because I feel like it's a brand, like the way you brand a cow on their butt. Like, nobody can see your name on your butt cheek. If you're gonna brand, you're gonna put my name, I want it right when you pull your, you know, I want people to know that you're mine. I want my name, like, visible, not when you're walking away.
I have so many questions about it. Like, yo, did you lose a bet? Because, like, that is just such a, like, a frilly, like, even the font in which it's written in, it's very girly. It's almost like she did it herself. And then also, too, everybody knows, soon as you get a tattoo of somebody's name on your body, it is a countdown. Until you guys break up.
Putting someone's name on my body is not for me, so I'm going to go both ways. I'm in the middle. It's a gray area. It's a tattoo, but a tattoo, a little 50-50, all right? Can I do that?
Let me tell you, Chewy, if you put Jeffrey's name on your butt, I'm getting child support. So tattoo,
All right, up next, we go thirst trapping with the stars, and we got some good ones for you. It's coming up after the break. Dish Nation.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, so first up, we have my fam. Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he giving us a birthday. Look at his body, y'all. Celebrating his 48th birthday by posting a rare bare-chested photo on social media with the caption, 48 and feeling great. Okay, Snoop, Uncle Snoop, happy birthday. So what y'all think? Is this a thirst trap or nah?
Okay, first of all, this is Uncle Snoop being confident in his own skin.
I'm not calling you Uncle. I'm calling you Daddy Snoop because I love this. We've never seen Snoop look like this. But can I ask y'all a question? I don't have my glasses on, but I'm peeking at the red thing that's poking out. Is that the water? A water bubble?
That's his navel, honey. That is his navel poking out.
That's his navel poking out of that red. That's his floaty. Well, that's a big floaty coming in his drawers. He knew what he was doing when he came up out of water.
I think it's thirst trap because he's in the same pool that Martha Stewart was in.
That's right.
Now we have Luke Hemsworth. Now, he's best known for the TV series Westworld and, of course, for being Chris and Liam Hemsworth's older brother. Now, he's giving us a chest flex in this hairy, shirtless photo with the caption of lyrics from the Paul Simon song, You Can Call Me Al. Now, do you think this picture right here is a thirst trap or nah?
It is.
I think this is a strong thirst trap, okay? It feels like an energy that's pulling me towards him on this thirst trap. Like,
All right.
It's amazing.
But now, you know, his brothers, Liam and Chris, they're always showing off their bodies. Do you feel like he had to compete with his brothers?
Yeah.
You want to stay in the game. Yeah. You don't want to be that one brother that don't got it popping, you know?
Right.
You don't want to be that third Baldwin. You know, you want to be in the conversation. Yeah, you want to represent.
Right.
All right, well, we gave the ladies enough to quench their thirst, and it's time to give the fellas a little bit of eye candy. What's up, HK? How you doing, brother? All right, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, came through with the Goodbye Summer post. She posted a pic flaunting her sexy curves while laid out on the beach with the caption, feeling golden, holding on to the last few moments of summer, hashtag glow check. Get him, J-Lo.
Go ahead, J-Lo.
When does she not look amazing?
Jennifer Lopez is an OG of thirst trapping, so anytime she posts a picture, whether it's fully nude or in a suit of armor, whatever the case may be, it is always thirst trapping.
Yes.
But definitely not least, honey. My boob is Taraji P. Henson, honey. Now, she showed everyone what
Love
she
her.
Was working with while celebrating her beautiful birthday on a yacht. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
A yacht. Now, now, baby, she posted a series of sexy shots, honey, in a white bikini with the caption, "Ooh, go off, shawty, honey, it's your birthday." So is this a thirst trap?
I don't think it's a thirst trap. There's something that happens when you turn 50. You feel so much more mature and confident and sexy.
Wait.
And she's 50. She wants 50. To show it off.
Anytime you see full cheekage, her full ass, it's a thirst trap. And might I say, it's a very tight one. It's a very tight thirst trap, okay?
All right, everyone, today we got something cool for all of you out there. Now, the iHome Color LED swivel lamp with wireless charge. Now, the swivel lamp, you can charge your devices face up while customizing your room ambiance to the perfect color while using your touch LED lamp.
This is pretty cool, HK. It offers a full range of RGB and 350 lumens of brightness so you can go as cool or as warm as you like.
Yo, Brad, they got every color in the rainbow. And all you got to do is select your favorite color or set the lamp to flow through colors in the continuous color changing mode.
Oh, my God, honey, this girl is festive, honey. Reminds me of my Studio 54 days, man. How much you think, man?
Gary, get ready to have a party by yourself because usually this runs as high as $90. Before our Dish Nation crew out there, it's only $35. You know where to go. Go to morningsave.com. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Keith Urban loves Nicole a lot. It looks like Keith Urban had a lot to say about his main squeeze, Nicole Kidman. On a recent episode of Dax Shepard's podcast, Keith opened up about how he knew his wife of 14 years, Nicole, was the one to make him step up his game.
What is it about Nick that worked? One of the more successful relationships in show business at 15 years. So I'm curious what it was about her that you rose to the occasion for.
That's what happened. Definitely. Yeah. She's just the one. That was it. Yeah. She's the one that I was searching for my whole life. It felt like an ultimate fork in the road moment in my life. I knew where I was going. I was going into the light, finally. It was everything I was looking for.
They're so sweet.
I could see right through this.
See, Frank, I believe it. I believe in the fairy tale of it. I mean, Heidi, what do you think about what Keith is saying?
I think anybody who's listening to him describe the way he feels and felt about his wife. I mean, he's raised the bar.
I'm walking into the light. Come on.
Yes, because your life is darkness before me, and then you meet me, and I'm your angel.
Yeah, I met my wife, and I saw the light, and I was hoping it was a train light.
All right, well, moving on. I really hope that at 62 years of age and...
Which is next year.
Contrary to what Frank says, it's a little ways away.
That was so bad.
Don't I look good? I look good.
You look amazing for 62, Heidi.
You cannot deny that. I do hope at 62 that I look as sexy as Sharon Stone does. Yes, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon Stone, 62 years old. And now she did a recent interview where she told reporters that people still want to see her boobs. Yay. Even at her age, even at the ripe age of 62, she really wishes people would grow up and stop seeing her as a sex symbol, but they just can't. She's too damn sexy.
That's a brag if I ever heard one.
I know. Gosh, I wish people would stop looking at me as a sex symbol. It's just so old.
She then reflected
on why people find her so appealing. So here's what she said, how she explains it. She said, quote, "I mean, I never thought I was that sexy. When I did Basic Instinct, I explored my dark side and made friends with my dark side. I got to not be afraid of my own self, and I think people find that sexy. So I'll ask the guys, do you still want to see Sharon Stone's boobs?"
Yes, I do.
Sharon Stone's boobs.
Any boobs.
Anyone named Sharon's boobs.
Yeah.
You just want to
anybody named Sharon.
Anybody named Sharon in their 60s, yes. Let's do it. Let's go.
Now, Sherry, she also mentioned how hard it is to shake being a sex symbol, even though, you know, she's taken on those really hard roles. Can you relate to that, Sherry?
You know what? Like, for me, Heidi, sexy doesn't come with me. Like, I laugh too much. I got a big mouth. I'm too loud. I wish I could bring that little element, but I'm too crazy.
And Sherry, you and I, we have big eyes, too.
We do. I look like a stalker. If I'm trying to be sexy, I look like I'm going to kill you.
Up next, Samuel Jackson is giving a mother lesson in what else? Cursing.
Cursing.
Yes, I'll tell you about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Samuel Jackson has added teacher to his resume. Yes, he has. In an effort to improve the voter turnout in the November election, very important election, Sam posted this video on his social media. Take a look.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
Well, of course, Sam surpassed his goal and kept his promise by teaching us all how to curse in 15 languages.
Yes!
So by a show of hands, who is going to go back, watch this, and then learn all of these words?
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right here, baby.
I think with Samuel Jackson, because he had that book, right? Go the F*** to sleep.
Right.
Now, if you're a kid and your mom might go, come on, you got to go to bed. I don't want to. Go to bed. Dad, go to bed. I don't want to. But the second that Samuel Jackson tells you to do something, you're like, wee, 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 wee. I'm going to sleep. Samuel Jackson, so if he's telling you to vote, vote.
Right. Can you imagine if his kids ever put out a swear jar? He would be broke, even though he's loaded with cash.
He would put so much money in that jar, Frank. You'd have your whole college education paid for with Samuel Jackson's cursing.
Sherry, what would you teach people? What valuable thing do you think you could teach people?
How to wear some mother wigs.
All right, with everything going on in the world right now, Sherry, tell them how they can vote.
All right, we all know that this is a very important election year, and November 3rd will be here soon. So make sure you vote. Make sure you make your voice heard. Register and find your local polling station and get out and vote. Head over to dishnation.com for more information.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.